farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On this edition of Calling Farmers, Agriculture Ministry provides grant assistance to 2 food export facilities and later or proverb of the day. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us.
Don't wait. Vaccinate.
Measles is a highly contagious disease that kills and is now a threat to countries worldwide.
Children who are not fully immunized against measles can get the disease and put us all at risk.
Parents and guardians, take your children to the nearest health center for the free measles vaccine.
Remember to take along your child's immunization card or child health development passport.
Let's keep Jamaica measles free.
For more information, contact the Ministry of Health at moh.gov.jm.
Two food export entities in Western Jamaica are benefiting from grant assistance from the Ministry of Agriculture to undertake improvements to their facilities. The grant is valued at a total of $2.1 million. Advanced Farms, located in Martha Bray, Trelawny, received $1 million to assist with establishing concrete flooring and partitioning for its packaging house to allow for ease of cleaning and safety and improve process flow. The facility is a major exporter of pawpaw to countries such as the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom. Golden Sun Limited, located in Glendavon, St. James, received $1.1 million to assist in the installation of hand wash stations, fencing and partitioning, meshing for the doors and windows, and the renovation of changing rooms. Crops such as yam, avocado, pepper, sugarcane, escallion, and thyme are packaged for export from this facility to the United States and the UK. Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer says the assistance is to enable the entities to make improvements to meet requirements under the U.S. Food Safety Modernization Act and other international standards, and to provide safe food for the local population. He noted that the country's ability to trade and provide quality, nutritious, and safe foods depends on improving sanitary standards along the value chain from production to the consumer.
We have conducted capacity building exercises for over 5,000 farmers and some 70 exporters in areas such as good agricultural practices, safe use of pesticides and spray techniques, identifying and mitigating hazards, pest management for post-harvest facilities, post-harvest handling and chemical treatment, and worker health and hygiene.
He advises that the ministry has also assisted farmers and fresh produce exporters to improve infrastructure and ensure that they meet local and international standards.
Over the last 3 years, we have provided over $18 million to export facilities, and with the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, providing some $20 million to farmers for bathroom facilities, pesticide storage areas, and packing sheds.
Minister Kellyer says the country's exporters accounted for over 20 million kilograms of processed foods in 2013, valued at $7.4 billion. He is commending them for their resilience.
We want to improve these numbers, and we project to do so with increased production, productivity, and adherence to our international food safety requirements.
And now for our proverb of the day.
I know all foot in a boot a good foot.
And this means, never judge by outward appearances alone.
Which government organization offers you exceptional customer service? A tax office, police station, hospital, post office, health center, or NIS office? Vote for your favorite public sector organization in the Public Sector Customer Service Competition. Call toll-free 1-888-991-2752. Visit cabinet.gov.jm and follow the instructions. Or drop your entry form at government agencies islandwide. Votes close April 30, 2015. Let your voice be heard.
That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Palmer, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.